This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nope, y'all got to be ready to go, man. Y'all in here messing around. Trying to figure out the scoop. Y'all got to be ready. Oh. I feel really good about our team. Our initial 53 roster is set. That, you know, it's initial. The things are always in flux. Things are always moving. We're always looking to improve our roster as best we can. But we feel really good about, you know, the 53 men that have made our team so far. And those 53 guys definitely deserved it. And there are more guys who are deserving. We just couldn't keep more guys, but I would have loved to keep more guys, but had to make some tough decisions there, but we feel really good where we are.
You all kept 10 defensive linemen. Why was that? I think that might have been the most you've done in your 3 years, but why was that important?
For us, when you come to the defensive line and keeping 10 guys, is we feel really good about those 10 guys and how those guys can help us when it comes to, you know, playing how we play. We like to rotate our defensive line a lot, and we don't want to wear guys thin at the defensive line spot, so it was important to keep as many of those guys as possible. Again, all those guys are very well deserving.
Nick talked about how nobody was talking about Tommy Togiai at this point last season. He wasn't even on the team's radar. Now he comes in, practice squad, now he makes the team this year. Has he exceeded expectations since he's gotten here, and just what have you seen from him?
Yeah, Tommy hasn't exceeded expectations. Tommy, again, he expects high things for himself, and he shows that every day in the manner in which he works. I don't think there's a harder worker on our team than Tommy. I can vividly remember coming in a building in February, you know, after the playoffs, and the first player I see in our weight room is Tommy. He's in there working out, squatting, grinding already. So it's not a surprise to us just what Tommy has done, because in the background, he's always working, just as consistent as ever. And that's what it takes to be a pro. Guys who make it in this league, guys who play for a long time, they're consistent. You can count on them. Their teammates can rely on them. You know what you're going to get down in and down out, and that's Tommy. And that's why, you know, he made our team. So I'm very proud of Tommy and very happy for him, because he's a guy who definitely deserved to make our team. He made play after play throughout training camp, and, you know, he's here for that. I know Tommy can help us win games.
Coach, with Mixon missing so much time as far as training camp and preseason is concerned, and now we know that he'll miss a minimum of 4 games, how is he going to be able to come back and fit into this new offensive system that you all have, especially trying to get himself, work himself back in the game shape?
For Joe's situation, Sarge, we just take it one day at a time. And – you know, Joe has played a lot of football. Whenever that time comes for Joe to be back and get back in the fold, it won't be anything revolutionary that he hasn't seen before or he hasn't done from the football perspective. Joe's an outstanding football player. So whenever that time comes, I feel like he'll have a very easy transition back to football.
Is your expectation?
My expectation is for Joe, we're taking it one day at a time, and when he's ready to be back, he'll be back.
About just kind of how you've evolved as a coach over these 3 years and how much different this year feels than maybe your first year?
Well, for me, when you talk about evolving as a coach, I wanted to, you know, it's for me, I feel like I've grown in a manner of, I've talked about this a lot, of just delegating more, taking more off my plate. And, you know, I feel like we're in a really good spot as a team, just trusting more of my staff and people around me to help. I got really great staff. So just when it comes to that part of it, just being able to delegate more, I feel like I've evolved in that area. But, you know, every year is kind of, it starts over for me. And right now it's like the intensity level is up. It's game mode. Like, it's all in on how do we go get the Rams. So that's where I'm at right now. Whatever I have to do from the head coach position, whoever I have to help, staff, player perspective, I'm always in position to help the people around me as best I can to be successful.
I know you are big on, you know, protecting players when it comes to injuries and trying to keep things as in-house as possible. But I think with the Joe situation, it's been kind of vague a lot. And I know you're trying to protect Joe and things like that, you like to protect players. There is a flip side to where now more speculation can fester. We're kind of like the pros and cons to that, because again, like, speculation festering could then lead to inaccurate thoughts and inaccurate speculation, which could and then hurt the player and hurt how he's perceived and things of that nature. So we're just kind of like that balance between being transparent, but then also not being transparent, fully transparent to where it's speculation and things of that nature.
Yeah, everything we do for when it comes to injuries, and I don't, again, talk about the injuries much because I'm thinking about the player. Like, it's different for me. I played the game, so I can see all the news and media that circulates on everybody speculating. Well, it's not us speculating. It's everybody who's writing the stories are speculating. So it's more so of, let's not speculate if you don't know the true information. And why is everybody so quick to find some story on a player when he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with? That's his personal information. I don't think anybody would speculate on the people who are writing the story wouldn't speculate on your medical situation, because would that be fair? No, it wouldn't be. So it's all out of respect to the players and the men who put the work in the locker room to grind and what they put their bodies through to be on the fields. Like, that's always the forefront of my thoughts. Everybody really doesn't care about our players in that manner. Everybody kind of just wants to write a story. And now in the day and age where we are with everybody wants to be first with a story, it really, there's no repercussions for people writing inaccurate stories about players. You can just put something out and you don't really know the information. It's not true, but nothing happens. You just, oh, take it down. So where is the old school reporting where people used to fact find, take time, really information on players? That doesn't happen anymore, right? Everybody wants to get, I get it. It's the microwave society. Everybody wants it quick. Everybody wants it now. And that leads to inaccurate information. Well, I would just say it's really, that's Joe's business. That's whoever's business. And don't talk about it. Let him be at peace. Let him do what he has to do to recover and get back right to play the game that he sacrificed his body, time for. All these guys do that. So the speculation, it isn't from our end, it's from everybody else who wants to be first. And that's, I get it, it's the clickbait. I want to be first, I reported it first, so I'm the best. Well, how is that helping our players? It's not, and it's inaccurate. And what happens to you when you put out an inaccurate story? Nothing. So who's the benefit from this? Our players aren't benefiting from it. Joe isn't benefiting from it. So what are we talking about here, right? So for me, it's always about protecting our players because I truly care about our players.
One of the two things that all of us have had questions about was the offensive line in the offseason, right? How do you feel about where you are now with the line, as you are almost set, I guess?
I feel really good about our offensive line situation. We have, you got guys who we feel really good can play tackle. We feel good about that with Cam, with Titus, with Tay. Feel really strong about our tackle position, inside guys as well, and that you want to be strong at that position. Similar to what I spoke about the defensive line. As we know, as you go throughout the season, things happen, and you don't always have the same guys that you start the season with. So as many depth players as we can have, as deep as our roster can be, we're going to need everybody, right? And that's always my line to our guys, like, you never know. You're one play away. We need everybody to be dialed in and ready to go at any given moment, right? What, something can happen, first play of the game. Like, are we ready to go? Are we ready to adapt and adjust? So feel really good about where we are with our depth.
Is it fair to say along the lines of the depth that the depth at the linebacker position and the athleticism has you perhaps more comfortable this year having three linebackers on the field when Petrie's not out there than last year?
Our linebackers are very athletic guys. Our playmakers is really, I'm really encouraged with getting Christian back in the fold, getting EJ Speed, like two very athletic, fast linebackers. And I feel like they can take our defense to the next level, right? So feel really good about those guys when it comes to different packages and stuff. It just gives me more flexibility. Like if we want to play base, nickel, whatever we want to do, having guys who can run and be athletic, make plays in space, it really opens up the playbook for me.
I know it's the initial 53. You guys kept Graham Mertz, third quarterback. You've got C.J. Davis, established behind C.J. What goes into that decision, and how do you approach that third quarterback? I know sometimes you've had him on the practice squad. I know Mertz is currently on the roster. What kind of goes into that decision-making going into game day and planning if you need that?
Yeah, great question, Carter. One of the most valued positions in our league is quarterback. So when you have a young quarterback who shows some promise, as Graham has done, he showed a ton of upside, you want to keep as many of those guys around as possible because as we see the trades and things that happen around the league, everybody is searching for that backup quarterback. And as we know, if you're not deep at that position, you don't have a guy, if something happens to your starter, you don't have guys behind them who can go out and perform and keep the team moving, then most of the time your season is just done when you don't have that next quarterback to step in. So feel really good about Davis. Davis has had the best camp that I've seen since he's been here. Graham has came in, worked himself back off of injury, missed a ton of time during the spring. So really just training camp is where he was just starting to get started. But I feel like he has a ton of room to grow, and he showed in our last preseason game, he showed that he can have the command that it takes. He has that leadership ability that it takes to be the quarterback for our team, and he's done a great job. And I want to see him continue to blossom and grow at that spot.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First game against the Los Angeles Rams, and you know there was a lot of mixing and matching when it came to the offensive line. Have you all, you know, without asking you who, but have you all got a clear picture or solidified where you want certain players to be on the line now heading into that first week?
Wherever they can help us win. Oh man, we got, I think we're 10 days away, so we got a little time here to figure it out. But I mean, it's a good problem to have, Sarge. We got guys who played a lot of ball, guys who have grown and gotten better, play well together. I feel good about the guys we have and whoever's out there, right? We just expect our guys just to do their best, or whatever comes our way. But I feel good about the O-line. We'll see who lines up there in 10 days. I know you guys are going to ask me again next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I do have a quick follow-up, and I'm not asking you who, but how important is it for whoever plays at a spot, whether he's inside or outside, how important is it to have them play that consistently? Instead of having to, you know, I know if there's an injury, you've got to move people.
For
but
sure.
How important is it to have people solidified at a position?
I think it, Kim, it always depends on the player, right? And some players, they certainly can handle, like when you get on the O-line, there's certain players who probably can handle one spot, or they've done that one spot. Like Lakin, he's been at left guard for his entire career. He's done a really good job there. So it's, some guys have done it for a while, then – there's some times where you really can't control it and you have to move guys around. But for me, you have to move guys around in practice as well. So when the game comes and something does happen, that's not the first time like a guy has been in that position. So that's why we move guys around in practice, as you guys seen in training camp, just so if something happens, I've been there before, I've done that before. And it's not only the offensive line, it's also defensively. Like, think about linebackers. I put different guys in the Mike linebacker spot to give them the communication and see how they handle it. So we get in a game, they can't say, oh, coach, I've never done that before. Well, yeah, you have. Remember in OTA's training camp, I kind of put you through that gymnastics, not just to put you in a bad spot, but just so you have an awareness for what it takes to be in that position.
From a communication standpoint, secondary, how much have you just kind of seen it grow over the years, kind of the play against the Panthers there? I'm not going to discuss the coverage or whatever, but where it looked like, you know, they were trying to do something to exploit you guys' coverages, and Kamara was able to pass it off to MJ Stewart and be able to get back where he needed to get. MJ was where he needed to be. How have you kind of seen that communication grow throughout, I guess, the time you've been here?
Coach DJ, I'm ready to hire you, man. Now, our communication has been great. You see, the guys have done it for a long time. They've been doing it for 3 years now, and it's the more you do it, is the easier it gets. So you see guys passing off things in coverage or making the right checks and things, getting us in the right spot. It helps. It's time on task. It helps, and guys, they work hard at it. So you'll see if we do it the right way, we should be in a good spot to allow our D-line to get home.
Speaking of year three, coach, take a couple more. Speaking of year three, Will, CJ, y'all came in here together. When you look at the growth the maturity that they have matured over these last 3 years, what have you seen from them? And also, you know, how has their growth, you know, sprinkled down to players like Kamari and Kalen? You know, when you talk to them, it's almost like they've been in the league for 4 or 5 years when it's only year two for them.
That's the cool part about leadership, seeing Will, CJ, just seeing them flourish as leaders, not so much worried about themselves and doing what they need to do on the field. We know they're going to play at a high level. Now, not just to play, how do they interact with their teammates? How do you bring other guys along and show them what it looks like, not only on the field but off the field as well? I feel like both guys have matured, and as they should. Both are more mature and just – every day, just being off the field, just seeing these guys interact with their teammates, they're more mature guys, and therefore it allows them to be better leaders when it comes to leading the locker room. So I'm proud of the leadership that Will and CJ, they've shown. Stingley, how he's shown Kamari and Kalen, like, the things that he does to take care of his body, like taking those guys under his wing, getting them in early, doing all those little things. Everybody sees the production. They see the big play, the interception, but you don't see the work that Stingley does right behind the scenes. And so for the young guys to see that, like, oh, you want to be a great player, well, this is what one of the best players in the league does to take care of his body. So a lot of it, like from Stingley, is just his actions. He doesn't say has to say much, but you can see by his actions, like guys, they look to him. They're looking up to him. They're looking up to Will every single day. And those guys are leading in the right way. I couldn't ask for better leaders. Now, from a coaching perspective, for me, it's like I don't have to say as much, right? Like Will, CJ, other guys in the locker room, Azeek, like we have a ton of great leaders who our young guys can follow.
Without being biased, do you think that they were, the way that your players were ranked in the top 100 players of 2025, do you like their rankings or do you think that, you know, could have been moved around a little
bit? Oh, man, we pay attention to the top 100? No, I'm not. No, it's a credit to those guys. That's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of our players. So, you know, just for bragging rights, I think it does mean a lot to those guys. Who's our top guy? Sting? Yeah. So it's so we had a few guys on there, I think, well deserving. A lot of guys made it because they're great players. They're some of the best players in the league. So I'm proud to see our guys make that and get that recognition. It's pretty cool when, you know, you're working a lot. You know, Texans don't get a lot of coverage. But when we do get the coverage, to see our guys get recognized on that national level, that's big for them. I'm proud of those guys for that.
Okay. Obviously, the offense, there'll be a lot of attention on it because it's most new. But if I could take you back, what was most important when you were looking for an offensive coordinator? What was most important for you?
The most important thing for me when I was looking for an offensive coordinator was the connection piece. Right? It's about how you interact with the players. That was the most important piece to me because I feel like coaching is all relationships. Right? And it's if I can build that deep relationship, that trust factor with a player, and I can, as players and coaches, we can accomplish anything. Because we have that tight relationship. And it goes to the guys I'm looking for in our team. I talk about looking for everybody to come together, right, and be a tight-knit unit, right, to be together. Because when the ups and downs of the season, it's going to happen. There are going to be some high moments. There are going to be some low moments. But who are you in those low moments? The only thing that can allow you to survive those low moments is having a trust, having that true trust, having that true deep connection and relationship, you know, with your coaches and players, and that allow you to get through everything. So that was the main.
D'Amico, the matrix of your 53-man roster, you know, I think we discussed this, you know, last year. You got roughly about a handful of guys got 10 years in the league. Why is that still important for you just to have those guys around, even though you got a majority of them are still young players, big young pups when you look at them, when you compare them to the 10-year vets. Why is that important?
The league has definitely gotten much younger, but you still need those vets who've done it at multiple places, done it at a high level and different times throughout their careers. I think it's always important to have the veteran guys because the vets are the ones who they pass the game down. They pass the traditions down to the young players. And we only in this league for me, myself coming in as a young player, like, man, I was able to stand on the backs of the guys who paved the way before me. And so it's important for those guys to understand the history of the game and understand, like, the game doesn't grow, right, without the guys, the sacrifice they did before you. So it's important to always have those guys in the locker room. And also, not just because they're 10-year vets, because they're good players as well, and they can still go perform at a high level.
You talked about wanting, obviously, to run the ball. That's been one of the things you said since you've been here. What is it this year that makes you feel confident about your room? Is it the scheme? Is it the changes up front? Is it all of it? Personnel? What is it that gives you the confidence about your run game?
I'm more confident in the run game because of what I've seen through training camp. Like, I've seen our guys improve on just their blocking combinations up front. I've seen us, you know, run the ball and not give up immediate penetration in the backfield to allow us, our backs to stop their feet. Like, so I've seen it time and time again since we've been here throughout OTAs and throughout training camp. I've seen the production that our run game can have strictly because of what those guys are doing up front. Like, our tight ends are doing a much better job of blocking at the line of scrimmage. Our O-line is doing a much better job of knowing where they're going and working in combination, working together, making the right calls, the right checks. So we're starting cleaner. We're starting right, and that allows me to have the confidence that I have that we should be able to run the football this year. All right. Thank you, guys.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.